Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This weekend in Berlin, the Palestine Congress, which brought together a whole range of activists, Palestinians, thinkers, doctors, as well as Jewish activists, public intellectuals, the Palestine Congress was shut down by Berlin police. Over 2,000, in fact, police officers were involved in shutting it down. There were arrests, as well as the likes of Yanis Varoufakis being banned from entering Germany and engaging in any political activity whatsoever, whilst German politicians denounced the Congress as somehow being a hotbed of, like, various described as Islamist activity and anti-Semitism. Now, one of those who was arrested was Yudi Raz, who joins me now. He's a board member, they're a board member of Jewish Voice for Just Peace in the Middle East, and they're also in the Berlin Graduate School studying Muslim cultures and society. That's relevant, we'll discuss now. Firstly, Yudi, it's a great honor to have you. Hello.
Hello, Owen. Thank you so much for having me here today.
So before I just start, I'm just going to show a clip, if you don't mind reliving this again, of you being arrested by the Berlin police. So, Yudi, can you just explain what the hell happened there from your perspective in terms of the Congress, it being shut down and then you being arrested? Can you just explain what happened?
So I think the footage speaks for itself. What we have been witnessing on Friday in Berlin, as the Palestina Congress took place here, was another manifestation of what we have been experiencing throughout the last 6 months. As the German government show its commitment to an ongoing genocide in Gaza, in Palestine. But in the context of Germany, we saw how the German government is committed again and again and again to the violation of Germany's basic law. What we saw in the footage was the aftermath of what happened before, where one of the police persons who basically made us stop the Palestina Congress, he stood to the front and he was looking at me, pointing at me, at my kippah that you see over here. And he was laughing with his other police colleagues. After a moment, I came to confront him with his action, and I said that he is an anti-Semite. At this moment, he decided that this was an assault. I am not allowed to decide, me, a Jewish person, me, a self-identifying Jew, I am not allowed to decide for myself what I perceive as anti-Semitic. It is the Aryan police person who decided for me not only that what I experienced is not legitimate, but also what he said, that the way that I understand or perceive reality as such is a very insult to his job. At this moment, he decided to arrest me. I was detained for about 2 hours.
Wow. Wow. That really is some context. So after police officer was laughing at you visibly as you were there wearing your kippah, and then you suggested that as anti-Semitism, they then arrested you. And then in the aftermath, it was then suggested that the arrests were linked to the Congress itself being anti-Semitic when you as a Jewish activist were taken away by the Berlin police. Because exactly, you suggested it was anti-Semitism at play on their behalf.
Oh, and this is exactly why it's so ridiculous. Since months, we hear that what we are doing for calling for democracy, for calling for human rights, for calling for the implementation of law for everyone who lives between the river to the sea. Every time we do so, those who are in power point at us and accuse us to be a danger to Germany, but also for Jews themselves, completely disregarding the fact that we speak from our own experience as Jewish individuals, as a group, indeed, of Jews who came together as Jews in order to promote an idea that Germany told us that actually it's something that we should celebrate. Yeah, we're talking about democracy, human rights, and international law. What is wrong with that? How did we end up in such a situation that Germany accuses those who call for a ceasefire as the problem of the nation and of Jews?
I mean, watching German police arresting kippah-wearing Jewish activists, I found it disturbing. I'll just be honest about it. And what's even more disturbing is earlier this year, research by Emily Dish Becker found that a third of those in Germany who have been arrested or deplatformed over Gaza and accused of anti-Semitism are Jewish. What the hell is going on there?
Exactly what I'm asking myself as well. You see, this fact that you mentioned third of all those who were cancelled are Jewish, this is, I cannot even count at the moment, but it's like it's hundreds of percentage more than our actual presence within the demographic sphere of that constitutes the population of Germany. We are less than 1% of Germany's population, we as Jewish people. So the fact that Jews are among the most vulnerable groups who is now being attacked by those who are in power is quite telling that what Germany is interested in is not the protection of Jews as such. What Germany is interested in is only the protection of those Jews who are willing to reproduce and what Germany understands as its own national project, which is rooted in anti-Muslim racism. Jews who do not perceive Muslims as their essentially enemies are marked as a problem for Germany and for Jewishness.
If I put just the position of the German state to you so you can respond, I mean, so the official position goes like this. Within living memory, the German state did attempt the total extermination of the Jewish people and succeeded in a very short period of time in murdering 2/3 of Europe's Jewish population. So their position is Germany's founding basis has to be to defend Israel because of that past. What do you say in terms of the way that Germany has interpreted the German state's official position, the undoubted, obscene, unparalleled crime of the Shoah, in terms of how it's being interpreted and enforced as regards what's happening in Gaza and what's happening in German society?
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Look, there is nothing wrong with the attempt to come to terms with Germany's own genocidal past. On the contrary, there is something beautiful and essentially important to honestly try to understand what could be a lesson that we all could benefit out of the atrocities that has been committed, among others, again, my own grandparents who survived the Holocaust here in Europe. The only problem is that Germany wishes to come to terms with its own genocidal past by supporting another genocide. When I say we, I'm talking about Jewish people in general. Jewishness does not imply that we want to commit a genocide. On the contrary, if genocide is also our history, then it's also up to us to try to make the world better. But the fact that we are not even given the possibility to imagine a reality where Jews are not involved in the committing of an ongoing genocide is something that Germany does not allow us. And this is exactly the reason why the Palestina Congress was not allowed to take place in Berlin this weekend. In the Palestina Congress, we wanted to, among other things, to come together, Jews, Palestinians, but also Aryans and other people who constitute the population of Europe. We wanted to come together to envision how can we imagine a future that is based on shared future, that is based on shared values, that is based on democracy, where everybody who lives between the river to the sea have the same access to the democratic decision-making, not only for Jews, not only for Palestinians, but really for everybody.
When the Federal Minister of the Interior, Nancy Faeser, says it is good the Berlin police have announced a crackdown on the so-called Palestine Congress in Berlin, we are keeping a very close eye on the Islamist scene. What's your response to that?
Well, we have been marked with different names by now: Islamists, anti-Semites, Israel haters. You know, to my understanding, those who call us these names for opposing an ongoing genocide, those are a genocide lovers.
I had a German Iranian citizen get in touch with me. He is a gay man who fled Iran as a refugee and works in a shop in Germany. And he says because he supports a ceasefire, non-Jewish Germans have racially targeted and abused him, called him an Islamist, told him to F off back to his shithole country, and tried to force a shop he works in to put up the Israeli flag on its doors. And I'm just interested in what you said there, because it strikes me that what's happening here, partly, as you suggested, is an excuse and a rationale for legitimizing racism against what is now the biggest minority in Germany, those of Muslim heritage, to the extent where you get gay refugees from Iran being targeted.
Yeah, this reality is truly heartbreaking. We only now, in the last few months, we start to realize the dimensions and the resolution of the gaslighting that we have been subjected to, we as minoritized group of all spectrums, by those who are in power since generations, since decades. We were told that Germany is a democracy, that Germany upholds the legacy of pluralism. So where is it now? How comes that we are not allowed to participate in the democracy that Germany promised to us by the virtue of being in human beings who live on the territorial geography of Germany? This, what we are witnessing nowadays, is that Germany is a democracy for Aryans only, controlled by Aryan supremacists. Germany became a dangerous place for all non-Aryans who live nowadays in Germany. And I want to explicitly give an advice to my Jewish sisters and brothers and siblings who watch this. If you ever consider to come to Berlin, to Germany, please reconsider your decision. This place is going down. What we are witnessing here is Nazi Germany 2024.
Just finally, that was my final question, really, which is, this is happening under a nominally centre-left dominated government between, they've got a social democratic prime minister in coalition with the Greens, but also, of course, with the centre-right Free Democrats. But nonetheless, this is a country in which the far right, the AfD, are on the march and on the rise. I mean, I guess the worry I look at this is, if this is happening under a centre-left-ish, supposedly by, officially anyway, government, where is Germany going to head in terms of what's happening with the right, who really are obviously defined by racists, but also in the case of the AfD, clearly have Nazi sympathisers in them?
This is a very important question, because we must keep an eye on the geopolitical development that also shows us what kind of future awaits for us right behind the corner. Let me remind you that according to polls, most of the German population nowadays who live in Germany do not find the politics promoted by the German government as something positive. On the contrary, most of the population in Germany opposes the policies promoted by Germany's government. So there is still a chance here, and this is a wake-up call to all Aryans, to everybody who watches this video and lives nowadays in Germany, go on the streets. We are holding the spaces, we are holding the demonstrations, we are holding now a camp 24/7 in front of the Bundestag. Join us. Our fight is your fight. Because the alternative is the alternative for Germany. And this is nothing that any one of us can survive.
Very powerful, scary words, I'll be honest. It's terrifying what we're, I think, all witnessing here and the way things could head. But we also do see the incredible courage and resolve of people like yourself, which I think should give us all a huge amount of strength. I think this will be seen as a very dark period, obviously, of German history. Everyone looks at McCarthyism now, and McCarthyism is used as a pejorative term. But then again, the sorts of people who condemn McCarthyism are exactly the sorts of people who would have been part of it at the time. And so it goes for this horror show in which we see the targeting of disproportionately Jewish Germans, as well as the rampant racism against the biggest minority in the country, those of Muslim heritage, as well as complicity in a genocide and massive authoritarianism, a clampdown on basic freedoms. And that apparently is compensating for Germany's past. Absolutely astonishing. Please do, everyone watching, share this, get the message out, make sure Udi's message is heard loud and clear. Leave your comments, like, subscribe. But Udi, it's been such an honor, and solidarity and love to you and the rest.
Thank you. Solidarity to you. Thank you for the very important work. And free Palestine.
Free Palestine.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.